Blog Talk Radio.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for you.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a money couldn't pay. Somebody, money couldn't pay.
loose like militia near the ritual. Highway to heaven, from 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing, and he knows that my name is not Susan. He always had heavy conversations over mine, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find. My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham bam, thank you ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real blues brother, never in a rush. He gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter, and a knock another out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that.
I got a good man.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Tuesday, so you know what time it is. Talk to Tana. Yes, yes, yes.
Each and every Tuesday, we right here at Yizer Studios.
Oh, my fingers is not working yet. We at Yizer Studios each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9, bringing you information, entertainment, and reality. That's what it is. This should be a reality radio show. Oh, I have a special guest coming in later, so we're going to kick it, go over some things we haven't discussed, give people a chance to tune in, call in. It's at your discretion. We got the callyizerradio.com biz shout-out line. It's 515-605-9800, Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. You have 30 seconds to pitch your shit. So if you got a business and you're trying to pitch you some shit, this is where you should do it at. YizerRadio.com. Also, you can call that number 515-605-9800 through any live broadcast. If you have questions, concerns, comments, we will accept all of the above. We are informational as well. I have a comedy show coming up on May the 6th. I'm excited. I have Drew's Gotti, Creed, No Summer, City Indy, and from Marion, Indiana, we have Dirty Red. Did you get to see Dirty Red at the party?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So that being said, shouts out to the Dazzling Divas. They will be in Cleveland on May the 5th. I'm a part of that group, but I can't attend that particular show. That's Miss Poovy, Little Stephanie. That's also Gigi and Wynette Nan. So if y'all in Cleveland, go check my ladies out. We're going to be out and about letting y'all see what we got. They are also going to be doing my June show. We're going to have a Father's Day special for an all-ladies panel for Father's Day, and that's going to be on June the 3rd. So June the 3rd, you got the all-lady panel. The Dazzling Divas of Comedy will be on the set. We'll be at the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street, right next to Target. Look for the limos. That's going to be my new slogan for them. Look for the limos. Yeah, when everybody asks me, where is it at? Just say, look for the limos. April has been an eventful, eventful month. I have had so much fun, such a good time, so many parties, so much family and friends just getting together, helping me celebrate my life and my brothers, of course. I always got to put them in. I thank God for everybody that was able to come out. I had so many different parties because I wanted everybody to be able to attend, even though some couldn't make it to all, but a lot of y'all came to a couple or two, you know. I appreciate that. The cigar party, I think, was my favorite. It was more, it was a smaller setting, and it was just everybody's vibe was good. Shouts out to Mike Thomas, who's running the cigar little department up in Cosmos. That's where you can get you some fresh cigars, learn about the cigars, the different kinds. It's so many different kinds, flavors. It's different ways you have to store them. You just can't whip a cigar out. It might be hard and crispy. It might be dried out. You got to get the right things to do the right things with. So you got to have the right type of lighter. You got to have the right type of humidor, I think is what it's called, to store them in. It's like it's just all kind of things that go with a cigar. And you got to have the right attitude to smoke a cigar because you can't be sitting nowhere talking ratchet smoking a cigar. That don't go together. Cigars is for premium people. Laid back, drinking a little cognac maybe, just chillaxing. You know how it goes. Doing up some grown and sexy stuff. I like to do it because I think it looks sexy. And it may not be healthy, but I think it looks sexy just for a lady to be dressed up nice and sipping on a little drink and puffing on a cigar. I've got to admit, I choked the first couple of times because I didn't know you weren't supposed to inhale them. Ooh, that's a different kind of smoke. It ain't like cigarette smoke, and it ain't like no weed. So let me tell you, before you put your lips on a cigar, make sure that you know what you're doing, because you could choke a lung up, and we all need lungs, and they hard to find replaceables. And if you get one that's replaceable, it's going to cost you out the ass, so you just got to make sure you be right, know what you're doing. When you light it up, smoke it up, it'd be nice. It'd be nice. So I think I've probably only had like under 10 cigars in my life. Within the last about 3 years. Hello, Marcus. All right, how are you? Yep, I think I've only smoked less than 10 cigars in a 3-year period. I think that's pretty good for a non-smoker. It was cool. Yeah, you smoke cigars? Okay. You a professional? Oh, he's feeling to see if he got one on him now. You play one in a movie? Okay. Yeah, I'm not a professional. I just think it looks sexy. You know, just to be sipping and smoking. I was just saying I choked the first time because I inhaled that motherfucker. That's a different kind of smoke. Do that. Yeah, that's why I said I ain't no professional because I'm still learning the process. I was just saying you got to have the right equipment for a cigar, you know. You got to have the right lighter. You got to have the right brand. You got to have the right type. You got to have your ashtray because all ashtrays are not made for cigars. You can't smoke it like a cigarette, and you definitely can't smoke it like weed. That's why you'd choke a lung up. And that smoker's call for life. Yeah, and it. Yep, so. Well, come on over here, Marcus, since you're here. You finished eating? Always eating. You got to come on in here to Abernathy to get back or my guests get here. You don't have no cook? Oh, I don't know what to tell you about that. So you got to stop and get you some grub.
I ain't gonna lie to you that, you know.
Yeah. Hey. We're gonna have somebody email you a plate. So, your first kind of be backyard experience.
Backyard
experience. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't know it was a part two. If I'd have known the part two, I would have extended my
stay. Uh-huh, or came back. Yeah, it was supposed to be three parts, actually. So it was just so many different things going on, and people were like, when I leave to such and such spot, I'm going to come here. But I know how it is. You get tied up, you get to talking, you get to drinking, and then the next thing you know, it's 3 o'clock. Then and another whole set done ended. So I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try. I usually do it like 2-3 times a year. Yeah. That's the first one for the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I think you probably missed the first part. I had some cousins that had overexerted themselves.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. I ain't going to call their names out, but y'all know who y'all are. I think they had a party before they got to my party.
I caught
in the grass. Oh, you know why? Because he's on mute. Bye. Tell Marcus to scoot up to the mic. You can barely hear him. Well, that's because he was on mute.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it was the trucking session was very entertaining.
Normally, it's bigger than
the
that.
The aunties that was, you know,
that was twerking.
Aunties got into the twerk fest, and it was entertaining.
I wish I hadn't had a motorcycle club to do Sunday, because I would have had part two Sunday.
I was wondering, I was like, what I do Sunday?
I would have had a part two Sunday if I hadn't had to be at the motorcycle club 8 o'clock for karaoke.
Yeah, I didn't do anything Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I got another sticker for another party.
I bet.
And then this year is funny because last 2 years, I ended up having, the first year, I think I had 22 bottles of Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
This last year, I think I had like 15. So everybody said this year, I'm bringing Tito's. Mm-hmm. Since you had so much Bombay last year, so I have more Tito's than Bombay. Tito's is my go-to. Like, I like to drink Bombay. But Tito, you drink too much vodka, it gives you a headache. So that's like my go-to. If I'm having a light night, I ain't trying to really be drinking a lot, I do the Tito. But
yeah,
if I got some shit planned, Bombay it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got a lot of both of them, to be honest with you. It's going to be a part two.
Finally, Aries Nation is over. One more.
April ain't one more over weekend. to Saturday. I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do Saturday.
Thank God.
I've been helping the tourists though get started. I have to start their engine. I gotta give them, you know, I gotta make them keep it going.
Jesus Christ.
They ain't got nobody to follow them. They ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, I see.
Be sitting down somewhere. Yeah.
Really?
I'll do me. I don't care. I'll do me. Hey, I'm gonna be there with you. Shit.
I'll be out here with this y'all. I'll celebrate y'all birthday. Yeah.
See, and I celebrate for two, so okay. I had to double up, like R. Kelly.
You got to double up.
Got to double up. Yeah, so it was good. Everything was good for the whole month.
What you got going on this week?
Work Thursday, Friday, karaoke tomorrow at Northside. Saturday, I feel like I'm supposed to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember where. And I put Marion in my calendar, so I'm not sure what's going on in Marion, Indiana. I called my homeboy and found out why I got Marion in my calendar for Saturday. I think it's got something to do with the motorcycles. They having a drag race or something, I think.
Really?
Saturday. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'm in the market for me a motorcycle, too.
I want a three-wheeler.
Yeah. I thought about a three-wheeler, but that's a little feminine for me.
Yeah. See, I think the three-wheeler is more ladylike.
Yeah.
I think I would want to do the three-wheeler.
So I'm looking.
But you want a Harley?
No, I actually want a Goldwing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Honda.
Yeah, I want the new one, but I don't know. I'm looking at that, and I like the Victory bikes, even though they don't make them no more.
That was like, they big like them Goldwings, ain't they?
Well, they kind of like Harley.
They kind of like the Harley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We're going to see. I got to get something up for the summer end.
For the summer end. I want me one. But I'm thinking business or bike.
Well, you always got to go with the business.
Yeah, so
the
I think I'm going to do the business and then the bike has to come later.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I come across a really, really, really good
She had a lick.
Man, I'm telling you. I thought about going to the casino last night. Like, ooh.
Gambler, but I'll go every now and then.
I go. I've only been once this year. I've been twice. I'm going to take that back. I went twice this year. This time last year, I was 14 jackpots in by now.
Oh, for real? What you play when you go
there? Slots.
For real?
Slots.
I don't be knowing.
From January to March of last year, I hit 14 jackpots.
Like, I go to Vegas all the time, but I don't really gamble that much.
I see, and I can't go to Vegas unless I got me a couple of racks to spare. I do, because I like to gamble. And then you walk in so many different places, you're like, ooh, I think I might feel lucky in this one by the time. Because the first time I went to Vegas, it was four of us. One of my cousins got drunk too fast, so she was in the room sick. My other friend, she ran out of money fast because she was gambling real quick. So me and my other friend, we walked the whole strip. We walked up one end and down the next. We didn't get back in until the next morning.
Wow.
He's like, we got to go just see everything in this motherfucker. And it was cool.
It's a lot to see.
We was young, though, back then. We ain't doing that much walking now. Go to two or three casinos and make a stop. I done already been in all of them. I don't need to see inside of them. Yeah, we did it. We walked up the whole strip, walked up one side and then came back down the other.
Yeah, I gamble a little bit, but I start losing this.
Time to go.
Yeah.
I got
to win.
That
if
like,
I win, I'm trying to go.
I got somebody tell me, no, let's go to the casino. I got $30. I'm like, I'm not getting ready right at you for no $30 because I might be in a groove and you ready to go and nah.
When I go to the casino with no money, I always win.
Really? I win
well,
when.
I win one. Well, not no money, but.
I win when I got money. If I go to win some money, I don't win. But if I got some money and I just got some extra money to spare,
yeah.
I go and I'll light them up. But if I need the money and I'm risking it, luck be different.
Like my friends from South Carolina, they go and they gamble. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Because I done seen them be up
yeah.
a couple thousand.
And then you see them down. down with your head down.
Damn, I told you to come on, man. This is my thing. First of all, the casino is made for you to lose, right?
Yep.
That's just the setup.
The design.
So if you get up 7,000, it's time to go home.
But then I'm gonna tell you the feel of being up to 7,000. It's like, damn, I can make this 10. That's your mentality. It's telling you.
You can also go home with 7,000.
Yeah, with 7,000. Take that home and come back with 1,000
yeah.
See if you can reproduce.
Because the feeling you get on that next day when you ain't got shit, and you had 7,000.
Oh,
I think it outweighs the rush of getting 10.
I know it does. I've done it before. I done jacked out. I done won and jacked it all off. And came out of there with less than I went in with.
Yeah.
How did I do? Why did that? I'm asking myself all the way home, why did you do that? Why didn't you just get up and leave? You knew what you could have did with that money.
Yeah, I ain't, no, ma'am. Because, see, I figure like this, right? I can blow my money on me.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
It was
that's
like,
a good way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah. So I go in with, okay, just how much I'm going to spend, not a dollar more.
Not a dollar less.
And when that's gone, I'm going to find the bar or something.
I'll be sitting over here until you get done. Now, look, back in the day, we used to do bus trips.
Yeah.
So imagine you drive 2-3 hours to get to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to be there 4 hours before the bus takes off to come
mm-hmm.
back, and you lose your money in the first hour. Ooh.
See.
That's when we used to have so much fun. The buses, we pulling pull tabs. We
I bet it's fun. I ain't never been on a bus trip, but I can imagine it's like a big road trip.
Yes, and then ain't nobody driving.
Yeah,
everybody just
lit.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Going in the bathroom,
I bet
smoking.
Be fun. I ain't never been on one though. I never been on a cruise either.
Really?
Nah.
Damn. I done been on a cruise.
But I don't like. Look, first of all, I want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't want to get no damn ship. When somebody tell me you got an hour. You got to get back on here. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. The little layover.
I'll just fly over wherever I need to be. Done with it. Yeah.
But it's cool because once again, you're not driving that
boat. I'm gonna try it one time. Just
do a 3-day cruise, 3 or 4-day cruise.
Yeah, I can't.
They talking about doing a 7-day cruise for our 35-year class reunion.
I don't want to be nowhere 7 days.
Me either.
Uh-huh.
No, that's too long.
Nah.
That's too long.
I get bored after that.
7 days? No.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that food in 7 days.
Just
even though I'm eating the same thing at home, but it's not the same at home.
And then with this pandemic thing, you know, them cruises might be a little nervous.
Oh, yeah, because they have had some issues.
It's a big old floating peachy dish. You know what I'm saying? So.
But I'm telling you, it's the most quietest, romantic to sit on your balcony
mm-hmm.
and just watch the moon over the water, and just mm-hmm. all you can hear is just you just sitting there having your little drink.
Then you know I done seen so many shipwreck movies. You know what it's a whole lot of water.
Yeah, it is a lot of water. It is a lot of water. But if you flying over the water, shit, I'd rather be on the water than in the air. Because your impact coming down.
Yeah, but
I'd rather try to swim the shore.
You don't really hear too many ship crashing either.
They done had some accidents. Now,
they had some. But nah.
I think I
it's
know.
Quicker.
Yeah,
I
ain't
gotta worry about getting sick. I did go I went on a fishing trip one time, right? DC fishing trip. Twice. The first time, man, I got so damn sick.
Did you have any motion sickness pills or any of that kind
no,
of stuff?
No, dang I was like, oh, you know, we was rookie to this thing, you know. He's like,
y'all
hey,
was doing some big boys.
You want to go DC fishing? I'm like, shh, man, it was the worst day to go DC fishing because the water
man.
Was rough.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it was
rocking.
It was a big boat too, you know, but
it wasn't big enough to stop them waves.
Oh my God! So I spent the whole trip in the cabin.
The first cruise we went on, me and my best friend, well, that was my second cruise. It was one of my best friend's first cruise. When I tell you she had every kind of pill you could take,
really?
Some motion sickness lotion, she
Hey, that's the worst feeling.
She ain't even
feeling.
Use that shit.
That's the worst feeling though, boy.
I have never gotten sick
Oh,
on
my
there.
God.
Never.
That is terrible.
I don't think I did what.
It's
one,
like it's like
two,
it's like dragging
three.
A whole bottle of Bombay and getting on the merry-go-round.
But see, that I ain't gonna do.
I'm just saying that's what it feels like. I ain't doing that.
I
either.
Don't know what it feels like, but I
but
know.
Boy,
this.
I was
just know
throwing
I ain't gonna
up.
Do that.
I could. I was like, and we was drinking.
Right.
You know. Anyway, you know what I mean. I was like, oh God.
I
was so glad to get back
sick.
To the land. I was so glad to get back to the land. I was like, man.
Never again.
I did it again. But, we was we was in the Gulf that time. And it was,
the water wasn't as bad.
Nah.
Yeah, the water got a lot to do with everything.
I'm talking about the boat was like, what I'm saying? I was like, dude.
Looking like you was on a movie for real.
Yeah. You know, you see the big waves come.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait a minute.
They're going to wipe you off the boat.
Man,
you
was like,
safer in the cabin.
This is not, you know, what makes it so bad, like, it was on a R&R trip while I was in the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know I ain't finna go like this, man.
This is not the right way.
Hey, I just sent 4-10 missions. I'm finna go in the water. No.
I dodged all the bullets to get to this.
To get to this. Yeah, I'm not.
It's fun. I wanna go on like one of them big old yachts, like 20, 30 people.
Yeah, I'm going to a wedding in August, I think. A man get married in Miami on
the yacht. Yeah. See, we went. That was the goal when we took my son for his 30th birthday party last year to Miami. But damn, motherfuckers was high.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, you got
$5,000 for 2 hours? I was like, we can go watch that motherfucker for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We just stand on the shore and watch them motherfuckers go down.
Don't you ride.
Yeah.
It ain't the...
I ain't got the Miami money. I ain't about that life.
It ain't the riverboat down there.
No, not at all. Not at all. That was some seriousness down there. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We ain't going to be able to eat the rest of the weekend. We take this motherfucking trip. But it was cool.
I got some friends that got boats when I lived in Alabama. It was cool on the boat, man. Boats expensive, though.
Yeah, and then you got to maintain them.
Yeah.
Like these expensive cars out here. $75,000 cars, $100,000 cars. You know it ain't going to be cheap to fix nothing on that motherfucker. Period. Yeah. Nothing's going to be cheap. So, yeah, I'm cool. Yeah. I'm cool out for all that new shit.
Pay to play.
You do. Got to pay to play.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's life. You only live once. I mean, live.
I know. I'm spending all W-2 money, man. They can have the insurance money.
Right. He said the W-2 money's yours.
All mine. All mine, and I'm doing it whatever I feel.
Want to. That's my life. It's my life. And I earned it. Shit. Yeah. So why not have fun?
Kids out of school, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no babies, you know.
How many kids you got? How many kids do you know you got?
I ain't sure.
You hear me? How many kids do you know you got? Oh, yes. My like, you ain't going to stay? I ain't watching no kids. My kids is gone. I don't have my grandson for the last. I will keep the kids if you got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? You got some important shit to do. But
not for leisure.
No. And you messing up my leisure time? I always got some plans. So it's like,
the grandkid got to be with granddad and I.
Yep, I had my baby grandson today, the last 2 days. I done kept him while his mom did whatever she needed to do because my son had to work. So
how many grandkids you got?
Five. I got four living and one deceased. And then the baby is three. He 13 pounds.
You got a 3-month-old grandbaby right now?
Right now.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
It's cool.
I couldn't imagine having a 3-month-old.
Here you go.
I'm talking about it is yours.
You? Yeah. Yourself? Oh, no. Hell no.
God damn. I thought about it, right?
That thought didn't last too long.
No, it did. Because, like, at this age, right, like, when you get older, as a dude anyway, right? So, like, I don't think my kids got the best of me because I was young and, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing. You know what I mean?
And you think now's a good time?
Yeah, now's a good time because I got time. You know what I mean? I done did all that. You know what I'm saying? And, I done did all that. And you get, like, when they little, like, you get to rear them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You get to mold them into that.
Yeah.
Like, my older kid, they ain't nothing like me. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't there, really.
Right.
I was there, you know.
Doing what you needed to do.
Take care of them. But I wasn't there because I was in the Army. I was gone. I was doing, you know what I'm saying? I was all over the place. So now, you know, now they, you know, they kind of, it's kind of hard to switch it over. I became the boogeyman, right? I became the, I'll tell you that. You know what I'm saying? So every time I seen them, or every time I interacted with them, it was, you know what I'm saying, the, you know, some act right.
Right.
Sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Disciplinary.
Even though I ain't really whoop them, but now I ain't right. really have to. You know what I'm saying? Because they moms had already made it like
a present.
Like I was a mom.
I'm coming you know? To, I'm coming to
yeah,
get
Yeah, I'm coming
ass.
To get you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to feel more of a, but now it's like, you know, hey, they wrong now. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, I be like, you know, they be talking to me about this situation. I be trying not. Well, I used to be like, you need to do this, you need to do that. Oh, and I was like, hold on, man. That ain't gonna work.
They gotta come up with a new.
That ain't gonna work because they gotta live their life too, right?
Yeah.
And the best teacher is life, right? So I was. So now I just be like, tell me what's going on. I was like, all right. I was like, well, if it was me,
right,
I'd do it this
way. What, yeah, yeah.
But let me know how it worked out for you.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Hey,
best solution.
You know, you might come out with something because I figured I didn't took care, I didn't raise you, I didn't got you educated, I didn't gave you all the tools you need to be successful. Right,
you gotta figure it out.
Got to figure it out. You know,
figure it out.
So, got one. He. He going through a time of figuring out, but I figure he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because then when you try to tell them.
They go the
they
other
ain't,
way.
Yeah, they ain't going to do right no way. So.
Yeah. Just like, you know, it's just like me, right? Like sometimes we as parents, we forget, right? When we was
yep,
that
age,
age. Right? And we like, man, this nigga, you know. Because my son was like, when he graduated from school, right, I was like, oh man, you know, cause I was at school. I was doing my master program while he was in school too, right?
Okay.
So I was like, yo, you need to get a list of companies you want to work for. We need to blah blah blah. And he pissed me off because he used to be like, well, they said I didn't do that till my 11th, right? I mean my junior year. And I was like, who
is they?
Right? He's like my teacher. I was like, okay, let me explain something. Your teacher is a teacher. That ain't gonna come out right.
Right, but I know where you're going with
but,
it.
But you know what I'm saying? They're a teacher. They ain't out here in this real
right.
world.
Right. They
you know
they
saying?
Teachers.
They teachers.
Yeah.
They teaching you
to get
you
yourself
to
together.
Get you out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here in the thick, bro. I'm telling
right.
you what it is. You know what I mean? And you need to build some relationships so when you know, you get out of school, you can run right into it.
Got something lined up.
He ain't listened yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, well, you know what? Good luck, bro.
Now,
let me
my
tell you
son,
something.
The gravy train,
over with. Yeah, ain't no more of that, ain't no more of them care packages coming out. Mm-mm. And you're a dude, and you're a man child.
Yeah, my son ain't too bad. It's my daughter. Like, I don't know. They both going through something right now.
This is what I learned, right? This is what I observed, mothers and daughters, right? You know, mothers and daughters always have that weird kind of, you know what I'm saying, love-hate relationship, right? They're inseparable, but they continuous clash, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like my mom and my sister, right? They inseparable, right? But they completely opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, phew.
Here they go. Uh-oh.
Yeah, here they go. They finna get started.
Mine's just, it's like, you want me to know what's going on, but then when I tell you, you know, well, you the one who decided
but,
to
but,
do
but
that.
Here's the thing. I've learned, right, that they just want to vent to you. They don't want your advice, though.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't tell me.
See that?
Don't tell me. Don't tell me because when your situation needs to be dealt with, you're coming to me.
Absolutely.
When it could have been preventable if you just had a listen.
However, ISIS.
It's about figuring it out.
We know that because and I use the phrase, you got to let them get skinned up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And you got to hope that skint don't require no surgery. worst case scenario, or a Band-Aid. You know what I'm saying? They spend something. But sometimes, they go out there and do dumb shit. Hey, man, because I know for a fact. I mean, I'm sitting here by the grace of God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't no religious dude heavily. I ain't no Bible thumper. I can't quote your name.
Yeah.
Scripture. You know what I'm saying? I still say God is great, God is good when I say my grace. Right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no what they call? I ain't no prayer warrior.
Yeah.
But I know.
You know the difference.
I know for sure somebody been watching over mm-hmm. me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know I ain't supposed to be here.
We both know that. I know I ain't supposed to be here either. So that's another blessing with
this. Well, yeah, with them kids though, man, you know, you have to. Yeah, I've learned now. You know, that's why I say like, when you're older, it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? Now you might not have the energy to run around with them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about the dudes, we can spread them out till we pushing up base. You
know yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah.
I ain't got no daughter. 70-year-old
daddies.
Absolutely. I got a couple 50, 60-year-old daddies, right? You know, with elementary school kids.
Oh,
I was like, ooh. I was like, man.
Your daddy, old.
Yeah.
That's your granddaddy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I was like, damn. My thing was, I was like, okay, if I'm going to try this, I need to do it.
Yeah, because you got to think patience.
Yeah, but you got patience when you're older versus when you're
younger.
You think
so?
Yeah.
Mm. I think
this is what people be killed. Like, I hate to see, especially, and I can only see this from a mother's standpoint because from a mother's viewpoint because. Most of the time, the kids are with the mom, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what I hate to see is the mom not letting the little boy be a little boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. First of all, he going to get dirty. He going to get into some shit. He going to tell some stuff. He ain't going to sit still.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you want them to sit down, and they ain't going to do that.
The opposite.
Yeah.
So
why are you wasting your time doing all this hollering and screaming instead of like, okay, you got to be smarter than the kid, right? Like, okay, I'm going to tire his ass out.
Right, and then I ain't got to worry about him.
Run all day at this park or something. We're gonna get him out of the bath. We're going to feed him.
I'll let him go out that back door.
Kids don't go outside now, though.
They should. They allergic to outside.
The video guys done killed it. You ride past neighborhoods now, you don't even see no kids outside playing.
No, you know why? Because they allergic to outside. They don't know what's outside.
They fucking allergic to outside. This is what they happen.
They done spoil with these tablets.
They done.
These phones. These
parents
video games.
Parents can use these electronic devices as babysitters.
Yep.
Because not everybody fat. Because ain't nobody outside doing nothing.
And they need to be outside running. We were just talking about that. We used to get yelled at to go outside. Go outside. Go outside. Then.
Or to come in.
They be yelling at us to come in. We be wanting to stay outside so long. Man, I couldn't. Now, this is the one thing I did when I was younger. Because I stayed with my grandma majority mm-hmm. of the time. We couldn't even go out the yard.
Yeah.
When the street lights came on, we was in the house.
Yeah.
But when I go to my mama's house on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
we outside all weekend.
Yeah.
We playing hadn't go get it in the neighborhood,
absolutely.
Like 5-6 blocks over.
Yeah. Doing it.
Chase, everything. Like, we was outside at 12 o'clock in the morning. So your mama be like, if you don't get your ass in this house.
Yeah, man. I hate to see that.
Everybody be over our house sitting on the porch. So all the parents be like, look out the window. Oh, they all, oh, yeah. over to Hodges' house.
Yeah, like I like to see kids out doing something, man, you know, running, you know. It's being kids.
My granddaughter today was like, can I go outside? I'm like, it's a little chilly today, baby. And you know,
what they don't understand is like, you know, and we was like that too. You want to get grown. You want to be able to do everything. What they don't understand is this time they got right now.
Right.
It's going to be the best time of
their life.
Because when responsibility and you know, independence come. You got to pay them bills.
Yep.
Hey, man, they did not tell me this shit was going to be like this. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention all the other bullshit come with it. You know what I mean? Like, look, dude, y'all better, y'all want to switch? We can switch.
Yeah, you be the grown up and let me
see. Yeah. Let me not have to worry about have a care in the world. What time I'm going to brush my teeth.
My granddaughter's trying to get outside today. Can I ride my bike? I'm like, it's a little chilly today, and your nose is running. So let's get that under control first, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, man, I love it.
But I try to keep activities for them at my house, so when they at my house, they not stuck in the house.
You know what I'm saying? You got a trampoline.
Yeah. You know, then I got the little water sprinkler on it, so when it get real hot, they can jump and get cooled off at the same time.
Okay.
They all got a bike at my house. The cul-de-sac, you know.
Yeah.
Don't go past that mailbox right there. After that mailbox, you turn around and come back. Cause that means you're a half a block away from the main street.
Yeah.
So,
and then, you know, just sounds different now. People crazy. Well, people really aren't no crazier than they were before.
No, they just more active.
No, we just know about it sooner. You know what I'm saying? We in a 24-hour loop. Like, we hear about everything. You know, back in the day, you did something after 12 o'clock. You know, you didn't hear about it till 6 o'clock.
Because the next day.
Yeah, the next day.
Now, because everything on social media.
Yeah, now you hear about it 5 o'clock.
Somebody recording you somewhere and you don't even know it. I just seen them. I was riding down the street. And I got them like, well, why the hell is you riding down the street recording shit?
Hey, it's just crazy, like how times have changed. Right? I'll be thinking about this, like, all the time. Like, you remember, like, when the last time you heard a business signal?
You haven't.
You know what I mean?
You haven't.
You know what I mean?
We got a house phone at my house.
When we was growing up, like... Ain't nobody had no cell phone. You might have a couple people. Might
have somebody be mad because of land business.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, you know where everybody's going to be at, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you knew where the spot was, so you just go to the spot.
Yep.
Now they want everything. They want you to be on everything again.
The land busy, two-way.
No pay phone.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even think I've seen a pay phone.
They gone.
They done took them all away. I know the last few times I had seen them, it wasn't no phone on there.
Yeah.
Or the whole system.
Somebody just snatched the thing out. You know, it's just like now, we done became such a slave to the cell phone.
To the cell phone.
Yeah. It's
modern technology.
Sometimes, like, if I go play golf or something, I don't take no phone.
See, the only time I don't pay attention to the only time I ain't thinking about that phone is after hours.
Yeah. And then you know what? That motherfucker ring, you might be like, whoa, what? Uh-huh. Or at least double take. Because
if I'm where I'm at, I ain't going to hear it ring until I look at it. The next day.
I heard it.
I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't need nothing on that phone. It could be an emergency. Okay, I'll deal with it when I get to it. I have to deal with it when I get to it. I'm in a no interruptions zone right now. Please and thank you. I heard that. I don't need you focusing on why my shit ringing. You got a point. And I ain't worried about why it's ringing. You got a point. Shoot.
Because there's nothing more I hate. You know, like nowadays, right, you go to a restaurant or something, and you look around.
Everybody on their phone. They ain't even interacting with the person that they with.
Or you see kids out to dinner with their parents, everybody on their phone, and I'm like, oh, talking.
Ain't nobody interacting.
See, I'm still old school like that, right? Like, if I'm out with somebody, cut your goddamn because I'm cutting mine out because I want to give mine to
body. Right. You know we here together. Let's enjoy this time together. You know what I
mean? I can't stand it. You know what I mean? I was in a relationship one time, and motherfucker just could not. That's probably why we ain't get off the phone, man. Right. Like, for real.
What's more important, me or them?
Yeah, and then the shit you on the
ain't talking about nothing.
Doing some business.
What you doing?
You know what I'm saying? You looking
where
at,
you at? Who you with?
You liking pictures and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you on Facebook.
Yeah. You on Instagram looking at pictures and TikTok. I'm like, yo, you could do that. You ain't been around me all day.
I went on a dinner date. Week before last for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept my phone down with my purse. You know, I'm like, I don't care about that phone right now. And I'm trying to eat and see what your conversation is about. You know what I'm saying? Chime on in, D.
Hey, what's up, y'all? The worst feeling when you're at the table with somebody and they pull their phone out and you're having a full conversation with them and they just start doing selfies in front of you and doing a whole video shoot. I'm like, we in the middle of a conversation.
But I look good right now in this conversation, so I need to take a picture of this.
Hey.
Seize the moment.
It's funny because I'm so anti. This social media shit is running them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It annoys me to see, like, a couple talking to each other on Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, they probably sitting at the table texting each other.
Hey, I remember one time my partner, him and his wife, they was going back and forth, like, having a conversation on Facebook. I was like, didn't y'all just wake up together? Like, what in the world? Like,
y'all
why y'all
can't
just call? Like, yeah, can't y'all just call each other? I don't care to know about
all that going
you know
on. That's personal. Yeah, that's too much.
I don't know, man. People have become complete slaves of this, like, social media. Not to mention what it's done mentally to people, right? Everybody think, you know, they a boss. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to drive a truck or everybody want to do
it. Well, one thing I say it's making people step their game up a little bit.
Is it though?
It's, well, they thinking or saying they stepping their game up.
I think it's been created such a fraud. Like some of these people that you see on the social media that you think popping ain't popping.
Ain't popping. Yeah, they flossing.
Yeah,
somebody else's shit.
It's been turned into the fake it till you make it kind of thing, right? And
I'm only checking this to see if my cousin's pulling up.
Yeah.
I ain't being disrespectful with my phone.
I'm
trying to see if when she pulled up.
You know, but yeah, I mean, it just, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm showing my age. I don't know.
No, I think that's just because we grew up without it, so having the need to have it accessible 24/7
like,
is really
not that.
Like, I
don't
really
freak out if I ain't got my phone with me. You know what I'm saying? I know some people that freak out, they ain't got their phone with
right.
me. Now, I do feel a little naked if I don't have it. Right.
I like to have it because being a woman, I am out a lot. By myself late night, coming home from work, might have a little cash in my pocket, you know what I'm saying, some things of that nature. So I do need to have that phone with me just in case. But
women been getting all like,
hell, you right, but it's a little different now.
I know it ain't the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but people is a little.
Hey, look, it's okay. It's okay, Tom. That you want to have your phone, it's all right.
I know. Look, hell, look, I paid for that motherfucker.
Exactly.
I better have it with me.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to make an excuse of why you have your phone.
It's
okay.
Man, I paid for
it's
it,
okay.
So I need to have it with me.
But that excuse you just try to slide by? Bullshit.
Oh, all right. We're going to take a short break, get ourselves back together. Not that we're not together now. But we're going to do a little something, refresh our drinks. Y'all know how we get down. We having a terrific Tuesday, and we're going to do it just like this.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the club, that's woke. Especially if we got the fully equipped kid on it, woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad bitch of town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean, woke. Walked the fifth diamonds and pearls, I mean, whoa. Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist, whoa. Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like, whoa. Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like, whoa. Lost the boots, went from 2 cents like, whoa. Back and wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like, whoa. Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like, whoa. Niggas getting both on my block like, whoa. Coming home within a half an hour like, whoa. Running like they had the manpower like, whoa. More or less. More so, I risk it all so, I live the fast life. Come through in the fourth flow like, whoa. My niggas, like dough, like bro, nitro, micro, like, whoa. Ease pain with cocaine, like, whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range, like, whoa. 100 miles an hour switching lanes, like, whoa. Plus I'm getting brain from this chick, like, whoa. Finger near nigga asshole, like, whoa. Team floor switches and bitches, like, whoa. 9-9 Jag Ben Coop like, whoa. Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like, whoa. Grenade through your window, bitch, like, whoa. Love to see me do this shit, like, whoa. Niggas put me through this shit, like, whoa. So I'ma go toe-to-toe, blow for blow, like, whoa. And risk the torso, live the fast life. Come through with the boss slow, like, whoa. My niggas, like, go, like, bro, nitro, my flow, like, flow, like, whoa. We baggin', then flip it like, whoa. Cause me jacket, then strip it like, whoa. Full of equipment, front and back like, whoa. Spittin' on fiends that come for crack like, whoa. Asking for shorts and shit, nigga, like, whoa. Half on this quote, now nigga, that's whoa. Flow so properly, you'll see. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like, whoa. Guns be poppin', be retreat like, whoa. Hear my name in these streets, is like, whoa. Must I pound the concrete like, whoa. Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like, whoa. Your man ain't, whoa. The judge ain't, whoa. CO's ain't, whoa. PO's ain't, whoa. Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. D.I.C. K-Riders ain't, whoa. I risk it all so, live the fast life. Come through in the bus, flow like, whoa. My niggas, like, go, like, go, like, go, my flow, like, go, like, go. Niggas getting money in VA is whoa. Money's looking right in ATL is whoa. Niggas flipping hoes in Chi-Town is whoa. Bitches taking safer in LA is whoa. Niggas stacking dough in DC is whoa. Beyond DR hold me down like whoa. Ballers in Detroit hold me down like whoa. Niggas in New Orleans getting money is whoa. Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is whoa. Florida niggas and Philly niggas is whoa. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is whoa. Niggas from Low Rock, my niggas is whoa. Panama niggas, they hold me down like whoa. My New York people, they hold me down like whoa. Bad boy nigga, roll this ball, we whoa. Alumni bitches, roll this ball, we whoa. And CSC, motherfuckers is whoa. My nigga fuck out, roll this ball, he whoa.
Thank you. gotta let it out exactly how you feel it. I realize it right now. I just did it.
I remember the time we shared and I remember the long phone call that night. You used to say sweet things, but today I'm hungry and I wish that you would just stop talking. I just can't take this anymore. You broke my heart and now I know for sure you're not the man I thought you were. Compromise my governor. Now it's time to submitting the blind. Don't follow me home, nigga. Stop ringing my phone, nigga. Just leave me alone, nigga. I wish you well. Right now, I'm your theater. Why did you come into my life? You didn't plan to do me right. You didn't mean forevermore. Why'd you get in this for? No finger, that's not yours anymore now. Don't follow me home. Don't follow me home, nigga. Stop ringing my phone, nigga. Just leave me alone, nigga.
We back live. We got a toast up to the second episode edition tonight.
Are we having a fire hour?
That's how we do it. Are we having a fire
hour? Yeah, I got a fire
hour. I don't know.
Y'all
got to tell me about, okay, tell us about your fire 5 minutes you just had. All
right, this is what just happened to me. So, am I on?
You on.
Okay. I ain't on video. That's cool. So, I'm pulling up in the parking lot out here, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking. I'm like, damn. I'm like, who's the little shawty right there? The fat ass. She had a fatty on her and everything. I was like, oh, shit. Let me hurry and get up in the parking lot. I whip up in the parking
lot. You ain't
hitting
nobody.
Nah, I didn't. I almost hit the Nazi sled. I ain't gonna lie. And so, the motherfucker turned around. It was a drag queen.
Devastated. You need Ivory in here.
Oh, right. Ooh. Wah, wah. Look, where's that sound effect? Wah, wah, the blue one.
That's the way.
All the way at the bottom.
Yeah.
I can't
remember.
Anyway.
That sounds like a bird squeaking.
It's a wah, wah, wah.
Rock,
there it is, the green one.
Oh, I got a new button to play with.
So then I was like, yo, and then I forgot. Today is Drag Queen Bingo upstairs. Today's Tuesday.
They got that?
Yes, they playing Drag Queen. But I thought tonight was karaoke night, though. But
on Monday.
Drag Queen.
So
last
I don't
think there was a lot of singing going on.
So, yeah, they singing that. So Drag Queen Bingo was Monday? We talking about our neighbor upstairs.
First of all, don't ask me. Oh.
Not that
I ain't classifying none of that shit. How the fuck would I know?
Pause. My bad. Not that he was a VIP, my bad.
Oh,
yeah, that drag queen, I was like, wow. Oh, yo, my God.
Wow.
Bam.
For real.
Yeah, that motherfucker turned around a beard like yours.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Did you feel,
that's my power hours. I was going to hide
out. That made you feel that's like when you're on a porn site and they got the sheet mails on the on the straight.
They do?
Okay, first of all, yes.
Yes, Paul.
And matter of fact,
correction.
I got a fucking problem with that. Y'all need y'all to stay in y'all goddamn own place and area and quit invading.
Stay on your own show.
Yeah.
Invading the porn side.
Invading the heterosexual porn side.
That's hilarious.
Hey, y'all, I was working at a club one time. And like you said, was one, had a fatty. That's what y'all call them. Dancing on the dance floor. Dude done came up behind her. He was getting his groove on. They done broke down. The dance was over, and I guess the female male turned around, and his homeboy started laughing. And he didn't really know what was going on, so he got back over there. They was laughing at him and shit like, nigga, you was dancing with a dude.
Wow.
That motherfucker said, what? Turned around, and the guy was, the chin was standing right here on the table. That motherfucker hit that motherfucker so hard and knocked everything off,
Wow.
It wasn't that nobody could do.
That's
that motherfucker hit that motherfucker so hard, it knocked every motherfucker across the table and knocked every motherfucker thing off the table.
Now, see,
like
he was wrong. He was wrong with that.
Like a Western.
Don't you give a dancing up on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to check. You got to check the out of the.
He should have been rubbing her throat. Like,
right. Exactly.
If I recollect, this is the second time you had an incident like that.
I know. But the other time.
You do better.
I do. Yeah. I do.
Then we talk about the walking down the hill.
I do walk down the hill.
Oh, you run.
Oh, he claimed I'd be running down the
hill. Wait a minute, what?
I did what any other man would have done. You see a fatty walking across the parking lot. You going to try to pull
not
up.
Not in 2022.
See.
Where your second grade picture at.
Right, pretty much.
Everybody need to carry a second grade picture around with them from here on out.
Exactly.
Facts. I'm with you on that. Cause I'm like, God damn it.
That was funny when we was at living room.
Oh,
you
know.
We
not trying to go there.
That area for
it
them.
Was gay night.
It was gay night, and we didn't know it.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Should have known better.
That dude
was going to
throw
Abernathy
on his shoulder.
Oh, Wesley Snipes.
Threshold. Yeah,
because I was scratching my ass like, I'm like, this might be a motherfucking man. I was like, after a while, this might not be a chick.
He was over there in deep conversation too, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I mean, come on and do a show.
Right, but that it wasn't like I was like, yo, she fine. No, we was talking about the podcast.
Yeah.
And they tapped me on the show like, oh, you do podcasts? Because I'm interested in doing a podcast and all this stuff. So, you know me, Mr. Promoter. Yeah. Like, yeah, we do podcasts and all this shit. And I was like, yo, well, like, give me your number. And we,
give me your number.
Right.
And I'll call. And I'll follow that ass to the mall.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And so I said, I'll call. We said something up. And the crazy part about it, we met at Coaches. That's the first time I've been to second time I've been to Coaches.
Wow.
It was dark that night. I was fucked up.
When he met the coaches,
yeah,
his voice changed. He was like, "What's up?"
Yeah. Not only that motherfucker showed us like that was double the size of the night before. So I was so fucked up. And that motherfucker come walking around, and I was sitting there, and I think, is that him? So I wave him down. That motherfucker came around that corner, them big ass shoulders, looking like Wesley. So I was like, "Yeah, how you doing?" I was like, "Oh, fuck." And we was out in public, too, at this point.
I've been like, you still want to do that podcast? We got availability up from 9 to 3.
Man.
I'm like, Harry, I'm having to say, this is strictly about the podcast. Nothing
else.
I was trying to get out of here.
I got in a fight at my job.
Really?
I was hosting my cousin's 70th birthday party. and it was around the corner from the club. So I was the bar manager. So they was like, we going back to Uncle Louie's house. You know, we going swimming. We taking the party to his house because the little clubhouse they rented, it was time. It was over like 12. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me go by the bar, make sure they got change and everything before I head out. Mm-hmm. So I'm in there. I see one of my homeboys. He always danced with a towel on his head. So he on the dance floor dancing, and I go up to him. I'm near him dancing. And then this one comes from behind me.
Oh.
I said, hold on. That ain't my life.
Right.
And she pushed me.
What?
And I just went in. Like, you push me because I'm telling you, don't be dancing on me.
Wow.
You know, female of the city.
Oh, the shim?
No, yeah.
Is the shim appropriate?
It is at Geyser. I don't know about the rest of the world.
What you supposed to call?
I don't know, but I'm just trying
the
to...
The pronoun it. Now
him.
Is M, them, it. That, it's like reading a what's his name? Dr. Seuss book. How we going to get canceled? Oh, well.
Look, I'm just saying.
I ain't afraid to speak to you. We ain't hurt nobody. We ain't cutting them out.
The LGBT.
Oh, I know a lot of them. I don't have anything against them.
Yeah,
just
against
don't
them.
Be in my motherfucking space.
I know. I just want to know what's appropriate.
Yeah, I say shim.
A shim.
And then I got some friends. They white
and
white. So they was at my birthday party at the motorcycle club.
Who was again?
They white and white.
White and white.
I mean, I don't got nothing against
them. White and white. No, they was just at the Northside party too. And I'll be saying you to her, I'll be saying your wife is tripping. I'll tell her your wife is drunk.
True.
You
right.
know, I mean,
oh,
like,
yeah,
how you
so why is it so easy for them to, why is it so easy for them to get everybody trained and afraid to cancel words like shim, but we can't stop y'all from saying nigga?
Right. That's fair. Well, first of all, nigga. Anybody can act like one.
Everybody's a nigga to me, right. Nigga's not a color to me.
Anybody can act
Donald
like
Trump's
one.
Donald Trump's a nigga.
So
Donald Trump, we had a full-blown nigga in the White House, and it was Trump.
Before Obama.
The white boy was Obama.
Yeah, so I mean.
Hey.
So nigga ain't a color to me.
No.
Mentality.
It's not, because everybody can act like what they say we act like.
Shit,
you know, I just wonder, you know, because I don't have, you know, I'll say whatever.
I try to say ninjas a lot.
Yeah.
Saying, that nigga word.
I'm with ninjas.
It is what it is.
I'm with it.
It is what it is. And my thing is that I've seen.
You ain't got the same thing, though.
Has been a ninja?
Ninja, please.
Ninja, please. Let me practice that.
They
don't got the same thing.
Would you rather for somebody to be calling you that and just having a general conversation constantly.
Yeah, it don't bother me.
It don't bother
me.
I don't do it. I ain't been
so
niggas.
I mean, so why is it it's not cool for them to do it because they the one who created the word to call us to begin with?
I say it.
Okay. That's
you make your own rules as you go, right?
That's your rules. It's your book. Right.
I can choose to be called.
I don't do
or
it.
Or not right. to be called what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they call me,
that's like a,
it shows you get slapped.
That's like a bitch for me, from anybody.
Yeah, you know, I'm supposed to be talking about
bitch. Confuse me.
Huh?
Y'all confuse me.
Why?
I guess it's just, y'all confuse me with that, like, we confuse white people with me.
Why is that confusing?
Because I hear women referring to each other as...
I don't do that.
She's the one that don't play that game.
I don't call nobody no bitch. Period.
Right.
And I'll stop you. Hey, don't call me that because I'm not a bitch.
Oh.
Don't do that.
It's like I be telling y'all not to call
me
a nigga.
Girls like that. I be like, look, I ain't in y'all caliber. I don't talk y'all language like that.
Right.
It's not a playful word for me.
Right.
You call me a bitch, you probably get smacked in your mouth.
Oh, shit.
So, let's know.
Ivory would say, ooh.
I think that's just a disrespectful word.
Yeah.
Like, I think nigga is a disrespectful word, too. That's why. I try to say ninja a lot, but we've so instilled in that. Bitch has always been a defensive word for women. Because the first thing you do when he get mad at you, I'm going to call you a bitch. Look, Ivory.
Sorry, what's wrong with you?
It's inside of the room. Right? It's inside of the room. You just shout think somebody yanked Jason.
The longer cord for the mic, is that the problem?
Oh, speaking of Navy people, while I was running around listening to y'all on the show earlier, it's a, not a boat.
What the hell else?
Okay.
What's the difference between boat and ship?
Size.
That's what she said.
But like a girl told us Friday, size don't matter.
She's lying.
Oh.
She's lying.
Did you tell about the Culture Kings show? This is our second week Culture Kings been your whole guest, huh?
It is.
So we had a sexologist and dominatrix and
all out freak.
Fuck coach.
That's a good name. Yeah,
that's right.
Fuck coach.
You got another at the show last week. Right? So
whose idea was this, Marcus?
Wasn't
Hollywood's.
Mine.
It wasn't even one of ours.
Who was Hollywood?
Tawana.
I don't know, Tawana.
She was here last week at your show last week.
Tawana?
Yeah.
Light skin chick that was sitting over there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she said she had this surprise. It was cool. And, you know, conversation was cool. You know.
How many notes did you take, Marcus? Mental.
First of all. First of all, let's go there. First of all, I think she was very informative, right? Because, you know, I ask questions. I be wanting to know shit. But I don't know if she was, I wanted to raw. You know what I'm saying? She was,
I'd be politically correct.
She was real PC for a minute,
yeah.
You know, and I was like, look, all this communication and, you know, shit she talking about. Ain't nobody that people who in long term relationship. How do you maneuver through this trapeze type of world in a casual setting? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because then Hollywood like ain't nobody doing casual. I was like, stop it.
Right. She's like, we make love. No, the fuck you don't. We talking about fucking right now.
you had to be there.
Watch the episode.
I wish you had been there.
I wish I had it too.
Because it got interesting.
Okay, did you take any notes?
Oh, I did. I found that I'm a boy. I took a lot of notes. I'm going to try some of my notes, too.
Oh, shit. Hey, before you do, can you put some cameras out front, out back here? Before I can?
Yes, I can.
That's another thing they said is if you got toys, you got your own personal toy stash, you got to get new toys when you get a new partner. You can't clean them.
I don't know.
I'm just.
I don't play with toys.
Well, that makes sense. I can get that part, but
you should be cleaning them off every time you use them. So yeah, what?
Exactly.
No, pretty much what they're saying. You can't be using. Come on, now you can't use the same toy on different women, though.
Well, how?
Wait a minute.
Well, how do lesbian women do it? Then you know they switching
like,
out
who?
Every time.
Well, how what?
What's that? Lesbian women that's using toys. You thought they buy.
But you're not a lesbian woman.
Same thing.
I know the rules still apply, but I don't know what lesbian women do. I'm not lesbian.
We're talking about a female when she switches partners with a man. She has
no. The man
okay.
has toys. So say for you, my girl. And I bought some toys for us to play with, but then you and I break up, and I still got the toys. I have to replenish and get rid of those toys for my new girlfriend. I can't clean them and reuse them for my new girlfriend.
Sounds like some bullshit to me.
You got some bullshit to you?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I can't answer that because that's somebody that has to actually
enjoy playing with toys.
Yeah.
You don't.
I need the
you ain't got no roles at the house?
No.
You don't indulge at all? Not even with your mate?
She grilling.
I don't need that.
Well, that ain't the fact that you need sometimes just
she
extracurricular activity.
Well, I ain't gangster.
Wow.
I'm not gangster. I guess if you get into a relationship and you want to spice up your relationship, then that's what you can do.
Right.
Okay. A I just ain't had to. My spice is okay.
All right.
And so I got both sides of the story, because it's almost, because they're like, well, think about this. The female probably don't want you to use a toy on her that you use on another woman.
You let and you use your dick, you use on another woman.
Oh, wow. See, I never thought of it like that. Now you just fucked up my whole, I'm trying to be educated over here.
You use the same everything on another
woman. She didn't let you use that boob on her that you didn't use on another
Listen
woman.
Here, I'm trying to use my online therapist degree. It's not working now. You done turned me out to be a fraud.
She done let you use all the moves that you tested out on another woman. Didn't perfect on them. You done perfect them on her. The same shit, man.
It is now. Yeah, since
you
said it like
that.
I do. I mean, since you said it like that, I agree too.
See, last week, I couldn't get no, you know. He was muddle mouth.
Full muddle mouth.
Muddle.
What's a muddle mouth?
I mean, you wasn't saying shit.
He was too shocked.
When?
Yeah.
He was too busy taking notes.
Yeah. I think he, she was a dominatrix too. I think he was thinking about her tying him up.
I did tell her she could tie me up.
You did. I would love, that would be hilarious, bro. See, having that over there with a ball in his mouth.
Oh, wow.
licking on her shoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She did. I learned a lot, though. I ain't going to lie. And I learned what an expeditionist is. I keep saying the word wrong. Expeditionist. I found out what that was. That's interesting.
Somebody that likes to be naked out
there. Mm-mm.
Somebody
who likes to perform and let people watch them have sex.
Oh,
like, say for somebody in here on this couch, and they want us to all sit at the table and watch them get it in.
Yeah,
she's like, I want it, though.
You could do that, is?
I don't know. Somebody's family good.
That's somebody what?
Tom, we're going to get you a freak number.
Right.
Freak number.
We got to get you up from a 5 to a 9.
My shit is a 12.
What?
But this chick,
I just don't have to do the shit y'all to get my numbers.
Oh, wow. Take that shit.
Get your numbers in.
Well, get your numbers.
I'm just saying.
She did it all. She said she was a swinger. We should have asked her what you're not. She was everything. That's what we should have asked her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a swinger couple approach me one time. I was like,
you said no.
No. Me, you, and your husband is not getting ready to be in. I don't need no third person in the room. I'm sorry.
I am kind of selfish, though.
I don't need no third person in the room. How?
There you go.
It has been brought to my attention. Asked me if we could do three people. I said, well, can I pick the man? And he was like, hell no. I was like, well, then what the fuck did you think of that?
Right.
Be two of us on you?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Okay, if you don't think it's cool for me, but to be two niggas on me.
You can't do what
you
we
can't do.
Do
that.
It ain't the same rule, yeah. It's not the same thing.
You just in it.
Okay. I'm playing my part
in
it for myself.
I'm just saying, like, and we talked about that, but I personally, right, I don't know if I would engage in a threesome with somebody I was in a relationship.
Definitely not. That's going to be a problem all day or day, because that's going to be constantly on yours and that person's mind. Did he do it to you better than me? And did I do it to you better than that? And that's going to be, that's why I said, you don't need no third party.
Yeah, because if I'm giving it to her, my girl get mad because I'm giving it to her.
That's what, see, where's your notebook at? He didn't take notes from the class Friday. on page 4, she strictly told us, you and your girl supposed to have a safe word for that also.
Oh, man, damn all that.
Oh, wow.
When you're doing too much, you got to say pineapple.
Oh, and she said pineapple was definitely too long, too.
Right now. That's what I'm talking about. How the woman did took control of everything. Now she going to tell me how I'm supposed to scroll.
Yeah. That's true.
But that's why I don't do it.
Right. I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't even want my man to be indulging in another woman in front of me. I don't want you doing it behind my back. So
yeah.
Why would I want you to
be doing I agree. It ain't my thing.
You know,
it ain't my thing.
I mean, to each his own. Just plenty of people that's doing it.
I just feel like it's a slippery slope. You know what I mean? Literally. Because
somebody gonna be jealous.
Somebody's gonna go left, man. And you know, like I remember one time, my girl I was dating was telling me that she had a threesome with her friend and her boyfriend, right?
So I was like, well, shit, do I get the fuck of a friend is?
Oh, wow. That was her.
Do I get to get your friend?
That was before she found Jesus.
No. I'm like, look, right. I'm like, this nigga sitting around looking at me. You know what I'm saying? He done been my girl. I ain't been with him. We got to redo this.
I was on a double date, so you met the dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. I don't think I could have done that. Nah, hell no.
To me, I couldn't do one of my friends. And I would really consider my friend.
I feel a certain kind of way, and I was like,
I'm still gonna learn that that's more common though. I know a lot. I was telling you.
You got to serve your friend up a week for me to get past it.
You stupid. Put her in the game, coach. She got to get some of this.
You
got to
serve
her
up.
We got to have a shareable.
We got to even this thing
up. So for men do not want to have a threesome with two men and a woman.
Well,
some dudes
do. There's only one line in the building.
Yes.
See? So I don't think it's fair.
I think them beta males might like that. Most alpha males ain't doing that. Betas maybe.
That's crazy to me.
I'm not trying to see another dude's balls.
I don't want pussy on my arm, thigh, leg, none of it.
But if you was into that.
Yeah, if I was into it, I probably would have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I just don't. I think
it's a beautiful thing to see.
I don't do the strip club. I'm not a strip club person either.
My face
be
turned up.
Somebody shake their ass and titties in front of me.
Do you like male reviews? You like male strip clubs?
What's
the same thing?
Hell, that's a man.
Oh, you mean going to a girl's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't go watch no women shake their ass and
sit
in front. What's that called?
Hey.
And then I have
people. Let me tell you, I can answer that for you.
I'd be like.
Yep, I can answer that for you. And like in Atlanta, this was big. A lot of females, either one, because I've been to strip clubs with females that I dated. And it's one or two things. Some females go to the strip club, what they do, because they say, it gets him all riled up. Then when he get her back home, he knocks her off good.
If you can't get your own man riled up, then that probably shouldn't be your man.
That's their mentality. And then other chicks go and say, you know, they go with their dude or whatever, because they know that, you know, that's what he's into, and they just please their man.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes if you eat steak with A1 on it,
oh, well.
That's what I'm saying. So you might want some 57. Same thing.
If the steak's good. Right. And seasoned, right? Yeah.
Well, you might have used the wrong season.
Oh, well.
You might need some new season.
Or it's an Aldi steak.
You're trying to find me
a you want a different taste. You want a different taste. But I'm just saying, you know, that ain't look, I grew up around those kind of establishments. So, you know, I'm kind of jaded. I'm kind of with the whole strip club thing.
Okay.
You know, plus, you know, after being growing up around Atlanta and all that, you know, you kind of ruined from going somewhere else to a strip club. Cause they got
that
clothes
is
on.
True.
They got clothes on up here.
Yeah.
Mask
and tape on the nipple.
Yeah. And down there, the caliber of
Stallion.
The caliber of exotic dancers.
There you go, exotic dancers. They have a professional name now.
It's a difference.
It is a difference.
Yeah. Unless you're in Tampa, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's because that is their profession. So they critique themselves.
True.
Versus you just being after you get out work stripper because you need.
Not the after I get out work stripper.
Yeah, like they know pole tricks.
Right. Stay in the stripper reserves.
They doing that as a profession.
Because
that's what they wake up to do every day. Majority of the women that's here, they're doing it. They're just doing it for the money, and they're doing whatever it takes to get the money, and they're not professionalizing
right.
the situation.
But, you know.
Because if I'm going to get on the pole, I'm going to be the best motherfucker on the pole.
You're going to be the best pole.
Yeah. I'm not just going to get up there and just now, to me right now, if they ask me to get on the pole, I'm going to be sitting around the bottom of that motherfucker.
Oh.
But I don't got no upper body
Because it's a profession. You have to work out. You know, that comes with a whole different...
I ain't been to a strip club, but since we talking about
I'm a bass pole dancer. In other words, you say you're at the bottom of the base of the pole. So you ain't going all the way to the top? No.
Not to go up there and turn upside down and do all this shit. No, because I'm not trying to do that.
You got to be...
I can't do that. You have to physically work out.
We have a guys and night with...
We do. The pole dancer? Yeah. Pole dance is a sport. So, yeah, we have a guys and night.
Now, I've been to a pole dancing class. Me and my cousin.
We get a pole in here. That's tall enough. That's 12 feet.
Maybe we have a showdown hall.
Yeah, we can do that too.
We put a good stand.
Oh yeah, I'm with it.
And we have a pole off.
A pole off. And it goes on the sports channel.
A pole off.
A polathon.
We got a
new word. Pole off.
Pole off.
We have a polathon. We broadcast on Yiza, and we take donations.
I'm with it. Oh my God, that's genius. That's like the Ark.
I'm
collecting the money at the door.
I'll be here all day.
I'm on door patrol.
No.
So we're not doing on door. We're just gonna have me here, and we're gonna broadcast it. Then we're gonna get. It's gonna be like
the United Negro College Fund.
No.
Yeah, they gotta pay to get in here. That was the donation.
No, we ain't having. No, it can't be 2,000.
Oh, it's just gonna be y'all two.
Yeah.
Oh.
You said there gonna be too many songs.
It'd be like all the fans. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness!
But we have super fans, and they get to make donations, and then we can give them shout out.
Yeah, or the dudes who come, they have VIP where they're gonna have to pay. Pay extra. It's gonna be limited sausage, right?
You know.
And you at the door collecting the money. Yeah. I'm looking at the donations, like ching, like a little bell click.
Dan Carter, ching.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be perfect.
It'd be like a modern day peep show.
The Culture Kings. What you call it again? Pole off.
Wow.
That sounds a little. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, Culture Kings pole off.
Get ready, get set.
What a pole off.
Make it
well,
dance.
Coming to you soon, the Yiza pole off. Brought to you by the Culture Kings.
Or we could go to an establishment, have Culture King there.
Yeah, we do a remote.
And make it like have a pole off at the strip club. See who's the best pole dancer.
I'm with that too.
And we charge at the door, and we give it the cash prize.
With it, hey, let's go. You know me.
He just wants these mad.
I got my notebook right. I got my notebook from Friday, so I know you know.
We have a make it clap contest.
I think I got a good idea. Y'all should go for it.
I think
it's
time for me to...
What?
Go.
What?
He said go. I help y'all promote
I'll just
it.
See. But yeah, I'm just saying. Something, man.
I'm
need
with
a
it.
Good old twerk off or something.
I like the pole out. I like the pole
the thing. Pole. Yeah.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? And then we can have like, the junior, twerk off thing. You know what I'm saying? It could be like almost like the Olympics.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like
the stripper Olympics.
No, exotic dancers Olympics. They're not strippers, remember? They got a profession. They got a title. Yeah. What you think?
I said I'll help y'all promote.
Ladies of the Holothon.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
On that
sexy
time,
Olympics.
Yeah.
Coming soon. Coming to 33 cities.
Yeah.
How you later?
Hey, I wonder why they don't do the bikini boxing no more.
I don't know. I never went.
It is?
Yeah, it's a federal offense.
Why?
Because you got to be... Anything that has to do with physical altercation has to be sanctioned, if not considered assault.
How do they do the slap fest then?
That's illegal too, bro. There's always that gray area.
Yeah, the part nobody.
You know what? It's illegal because they want to find a way to monetize it for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, because it's put like this. If the government mob ain't getting their piece, they're going to shut you down. Simple as this.
Well, let's get that money.
What was I watching? And it was, they had, like, thong basketball.
Exactly. I watched it too.
Have you seen that?
I watch it all the time. And I watch lingerie football. I watch all this shit.
Lingerie
football?
Yeah.
Oh, that's big.
Oh, I didn't know that. Somebody was on their phone and was like, check this shit
out. The only thing about the thong basketball, they don't know how to play, so they up there doing this the whole time. It gets boring after a while because they don't can't play basketball.
Would you play lingerie football?
Hell yeah.
Now, that's exciting. Yeah.
But ain't no lingerie football teams around?
Not in it. No, it's not.
Boing. Right. Got another idea.
As Ivory would say, ooh. And the clap.
Yeah.
They don't have it here. They don't have. Look, man.
This is Indianapolis, Indiana.
It's what that mean?
Nap town. It's the home.
We
of the
ain't people. Got shit here.
Until Yizer got here, and I was playing. But I seen the thong basketball. It gets boring because they play basketball. It gets exciting if they lower the court.
The goal.
So they just pity pat. You know what I'm saying? They actually try to shoot basketball.
Well, that's why it's called basketball. There's a regulation.
I like the bikini football. I mean,
I love the bikini. I love the lingerie football. I love that shit. I've been watching that shit for over 10 years.
They be really playing.
Yeah, they be really playing. It's a professional league. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
First time I ever heard of it.
They used to show it on ESPN.
They had the lingerie bowl.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, because when
know. Maybe I'm just, you know.
Because when I had my lingerie boutique down in Atlanta, Jasmine's Boutique, I was trying to get involved with the lingerie boat, but I just didn't have. I didn't mean the lingerie football league, but my money wasn't long enough.
it didn't go to the 50-yard line.
Hell no. It's like get us later, Playboy, because your money ain't there. Like, okay.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We gotta call it. Let's see who we got on here. If I can get my headphone on. Hello, caller. You on the Talk to Tana show. Hello? But it ain't letting me unmute it. Talk to Tana. Who am I talking to?
I didn't know I was going to be on the air. I was listening. This little Stephanie.
Hi, little Stephanie. How you doing today?
Just got off work, tired as hell.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, thank you for taking the time to call in to the Talk to Tana show.
How's everything going?
Everything is going great.
What y'all talking
about
tonight? I know, but I'm going to look at it because I was in a Zoom meeting.
I need your picture so I can get this flyer made May show. I mean, the June show.
All right. I got you.
All right. And I had just told the audience in the first segment tonight that the Jazz Beat was a comedy. You'll be in Cleveland on May the 5th, and you are one of the best Dazzlers.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am a official Dazzler Diva.
And I'm excited, but I'm excited for everybody, but I'm mad that I can't be there. It's on a working night for me. So. But I know y'all going to do y'all thing. Y'all going to hold it down, as we always do.
As we always do. You know I'm a rich.
Right. And you got a text service right now since tax is going on. Tell the listeners about the tax service so we can get you some clients in so that way.
Well, we got quite a few services that our business offer. We do taxes for businesses, non-for-profits, for individuals. Even if you ain't found, it ain't too late, even though the Texas tax deadline is over. As long as you're getting a refund, you ain't even got to pay back the extension. If you didn't, you might get a penalty for your little lateness, but better late than never, because Uncle Sam will be to see you one way or another. And yes, ma'am, he's not a plaything. And then we offer accounting and bookkeeping for businesses big and small. We do your bookkeeping and accounting. And also, one of our big ones that are going on now, we almost are filtering them because we got so many of them all of a sudden that we do grants. We offer grants to small businesses, startup businesses, non-for-profits. It's grants are just abundant right now. And we have several search engines that you have to be part of a paid search engine in order to see the grants. A lot of people only see the ones that they let the public see. But we got grants that the public can't see. So we have seven different search engines. So
I know I'm supposed to get with you, and it's probably going to be next week. I told you after my month was over.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be official then.
Oh, I'm giving you
the whole month will be gone if you can get back to normal.
I know, right? But my normal is this.
Yes, and that's the fun, but that's the fun part of our life. You only live once. If you enjoy what you do, then you live your life to the fullest, and that's what matters.
I definitely have to do that because everybody's not promised tomorrow. And if something happens to me today, y'all know what I did.
Enjoy my life. I lived. That's what I can say. I've lived enough for two lives. So I consider myself blessed. You know, I've had some good with the bad, but I've had some goddamn days. I've had some beautiful days. Yes, ma'am. Way too blessed to be stressed. And I'm just constantly getting blessed. I can't talk about it just yet, but I got blessed into a situation. And I am so thankful. I have to wait. And make it official. I think if I can make it.
When you don't even know he's working for you, it's already been done.
He had performed a miracle, and I wasn't even ready. Well, it was in conjunction with Sweaty. He kind of kicked me out the nest and said, spread your wings, girl. Spread your wings.
Right.
And I'm like, huh, I'm not ready. He said, yes, you are. If you ain't,
there
you better be. And
if
so,
ready, you gotta get ready.
So I did. And I'll be there gone.
All right. That's what's up.
So be on the I Can't Wait to Tune In and let y'all hear my good news. I am doing things. I am doing things in the comedy world that I am so proud of that I didn't think I could be able to do. I didn't think I was ready to do. But the Lord threw me out there and said, here, let me give a dog a bone. So I'm barking like a motherfucker, and I can't wait to keep my city, you know, to continue to put Nap on the map.
Put Nap on the map. What was happening?
Yeah, keep on putting Nap on the map. So that's what I'm on, and that's what I'm doing.
There you go.
That's what's
up. I'm sorry.
Congratulations to everything that you're endeavoring, and may you continue to be blessed and fill them shoes up. Fill them up.
Baby, I wear a big pair. I wear a mini hat too. So I'm really excited about all the endeavors that I got going on. And I pray that, you know, even the little that I'm doing, it motivates the next female, the next sister to go in and keep going. If I can do it at my age, surely to God you can too. You can do more than me. So, and I decided at a ripe age to go out and step out on faith and step out on comedy. So,
that's what it is.
If it's working for me, it can work for anybody. As long as you're funny, it'll work for anybody.
That's what's up. Well, once again, congratulations, and you can stay tuned in with us. We're going to finish this 9 minutes out.
All right. I'll stay in the background.
I will see you, if not this week, sometime next week, hopefully. We all going to be able to get together and go over everything that's going on and coming up and make this shit pop off like it's supposed to be.
Like it's supposed to. Yes.
Yep. And so, okay, so, Mark is looking at that on his phone. All right, Stephanie, thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you back in the queue so you can continue to listen. To
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Marcus, you got a sample. He can't focus.
I've been doing this for a while.
You've been doing what? Watching TV?
No. Doing stuff with this pole dance. It's a sport.
I mean, what are you doing with it, though?
I'm about to read this. I don't know.
In Atlanta, my nickname is the Lingerie Boss, right?
Okay.
And I used to have this thing called the Poetry X. So, you know how you got poetry instead of like the poet, like spoken word?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have this thing in Atlanta all the time called Poetry X. And so what we do, like, that's a mix of DJ Wynn and, like, video footage of that because I want to bring it back. So that's why I was on Yizer right now. And then for Marcus to say that, that's a damn great-ass idea that put along with Culture King. So we need to redo it. Just amp it up for 2022, 2023. Great job, Big Simba.
Rawr. Hey, you know, I'm always thinking.
That's just a sport.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's fantabulous.
Yeah, it is.
That takes a lot of work.
Look at that.
Like, the first time, look at that. She got some powerful feet.
And Adam, look at that shit. And abs. She's a monster. That's a girl of Atlanta.
I don't go watch a contest like that because they're not necessarily stripping.
Right,
you know
exactly.
What
that's what we're talking about.
When
yeah.
you say that's a sport, I see that. I could see them having a pole competition like that. But just to genuinely go and watch
her pole. Look at that pole. It's like ballet and gymnastics.
Yeah.
It's a sport.
I would definitely not. Like I said, you had a competition like that, yeah, I would go watch that. But
cool.
I wouldn't go to the strip club because they're going to do way more than that.
Right.
She got a lot going on. And you, like I say, that takes training. It takes practice. It takes everything. I was in gymnastics when I was younger, so I understand the fact that you have to be trained to do that.
Exactly.
Like you just can't. The way she attacking that pole, and
right.
she jumping from one to the other like
a
monkey.
She is.
Like a monkey.
Like a monkey?
She is attacking that pole.
And then lay down.
Look,
that's sexy, right?
They wear a wore out.
Yes,
sex and then bow
yeah.
out gracefully.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Yeah, I would get her again.
She'll take that pole.
We're going to do that then. Damn
that
it.
Be, well, you said a sport organization.
It's a sport.
Yeah, okay. So, like, the first time I went to a pole dancing class, we went for my sister's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Caucasian lady that taught the class. And we was like...
No shit.
Yeah, but you know, you think they don't got rhythm and all this and all that. So, but when she was like, we was all like,
she was rocking it out.
Yeah,
huh?
I was like, okay, lady. So then when we did the class in North Carolina, it was another Caucasian lady, and she was the bomb. Well, we didn't do the pole class there. We did the curtain.
The curtain. You
the
showed
curtain.
The video that
yeah.
the other day. Yeah, the curtain.
I showed you that video.
Shelly did. Damn, Shelly.
I don't know how
Shelly.
She got every video we done ever took. I done lost the phone. They ain't got the footage no more.
Really?
So.
We saw that.
I
that's
my same number.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We did it as a group. We went to her son graduated from the military.
Y'all was doing curtains.
Yeah.
Y'all was doing.
You have to, it's like a balancing thing.
Yeah.
You swing in it, you do different tricks and stuff
about.
In it. It was interesting.
You look at her.
And that takes upper body strength because you got to be able to pull yourself up through that curtain.
Everything.
Loop it around your leg, hold on to it upside down.
And make sure you don't fall out that much.
I got up like, when we did the pole dancing class, I got up like halfway on the pole. I said, somebody hurry up and take a picture before I slide.
Oh, wow. Exactly. That's funny.
So I slide down this book.
You got to have some strength
for
that.
Yeah, you got. It takes a lot of upper body strength for that. You have to mentally, physically work out for this year.
Now, I haven't seen them in person do the curtains yet. I want to see that, though.
The curtain, we did a class.
That shit is. I like that shit, too.
It happened to be my birthday weekend when my cousin's son graduated.
Really?
And we was like...
It was an Aries thing?
Aries turned into an Aries party. We done went to the beach. We done took up some classes. We had a good time. My cousin told her, she said, she sent her husband home with the kids.
Did she?
Like, you take all the kids, I'm going to stay with them.
Oh, no.
You know, hey...
That's fun. So, yeah, y'all do something like that, I definitely will partake.
You'll be there? That's what's up. We gonna do it all over here, guys. It's just crazy. I'm hungry, man.
I see you over here eating biscuits.
That's a bagel. That's just a biscuit. Well, I guess it is a Jewish biscuit. Those are for Stephen B. I bought Stephen B. some bagels to the studio because he was crying like, you had a bagel, I want a bagel. So he shows up with some salt, pepper, and garlic. He had his whole motherfucking... Smelled like a damn old man house. I was like, I'm glad Tyler be in here because I had this thing on three.
Wow.
Because he had bagels, but then he had a bunch of garlic.
He must be a vampire.
I have never seen nobody put seasoning on a bagel before.
I don't eat that hard-ass bread.
What? You seen it before? Yeah.
That bagel thing, that's a northern thing, man.
That's a Jewish thing. It ain't no northern thing. Y'all eat biscuits down south. They eat bagels up north.
That's what I'm saying. It's a northern thing.
There ain't no Jews down south.
They Jewing everybody everywhere. All right, y'all. We got two. Anything else we got to talk about before next week? Culture Kings, y'all got any special guests coming Friday?
Not at the moment.
Okay, I wish I was off on Friday, so I'll definitely come and raid y'all show one good time.
Yeah, you need to come raid
it. I have to be at work at 7. Show start at 7. Oh, but in the future, I will definitely try to make it to one of y'all shows.
And do a show for Northside.
Yeah, right. On Friday night, that's not going to happen.
Yes,
y'all would have to be there on a boring Monday when it ain't no sports going on or... Nothing. Okay, so next Friday, I got the Funny First Friday comedy show, Dirty Red, Creno Summer, Drew Gotti, City Indy. June the 3rd, we'll have the Dazzling Divas of Comedy, Miss Poovy, Little Stephanie, also Gigi, myself, and Wynette Nan. So the Dazzling Divas will be on the road. They'll be in Cleveland on May the 5th. So if you get a chance, Cleveland, go out and check the ladies out. If not, we will see y'all when we see y'all. Hopefully, everybody stay blessed, and we'll see y'all all next Tuesday. Talk to Tana. See ya.
Peace.